VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Harsh lockdowns aimed at halting the march of coronavirus around the world widened Monday to include Russia's capital. Globally, people are bracing for a long battle against the disease that has so far killed more than 35,000 people, infected more than 730,000, and left two-fifths of the world's population confined to their homes. The U.S. death toll topped 2,400 from the respiratory disease, according to a Reuters tally, with more than 141,000 total cases, the most of any country in the world. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will disclose in greater detail Tuesday the extension of his stay-at-home guidelines. He now wants Americans to shelter at home until the end of April, dropping a criticized plan to get the economy up and running by Easter. His change of heart comes after a top medical advisor said more than 100,000 Americans could die from the coronavirus outbreak. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has tested negative for COVID-19. He went into precautionary quarantine Monday after one of his staffers tested positive. His office stresses he did not come in contact or personally meet with the infected staffer. Prince Charles, the eldest son and heir of Queen Elizabeth II, is no longer in quarantine after showing mild symptoms of coronavirus. A statement from his office says the 71-year-old prince is out of isolation after consulting with his doctors. Denmark's prime minister said Monday that country may gradually lift a lockdown after Easter if the numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths remain stable. Just last week, the Nordic country extended a two-week lockdown until after Easter. The prime minister reported hospital admissions have risen slower than the week before and without the explosion seen in other countries. From Washington, this is VOA News. Conversely, Finland's prime minister says that country will extend its earlier measures to contain the coronavirus by 1 month, now to May 13th. In the past weeks, Finland has closed roads from Helsinki to the rest of the country, restricted traffic across its borders, closed schools, and urged people to stay home as much as possible. Monday, indigenous leaders from across South America issued a desperate plea for protection against COVID-19, warning the virus poses an existential threat to their communities. Tribes in the Amazon and Chaco regions urge governments to ensure their territories are protected against outsiders possibly carrying the coronavirus. President Trump said Monday he expects Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to request the lifting of U.S. sanctions during an upcoming phone call. Last week, President Putin told G20 leaders during a conference call that he wanted a moratorium on sanctions as a matter of life and death during the global coronavirus outbreak. Mr. Trump did not say what his response would be. The former Soviet country of Georgia will impose a general quarantine starting Tuesday morning and a nighttime curfew to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The Black Sea nation's prime minister said Monday, quote, the dynamics of the growth in new cases is alarming, end quote. Georgia's medical authorities say hospitals are coping with the current scale of the pandemic, but warn of imminent exponential increases in new cases. A justice minister in Northern Ireland said they will temporarily release 200 prisoners from jails in a bid to stem the spread of the virus in the inmate population. She said these prisoners are due to be released in the next 3 months. They will be subject to a curfew as well as bans on victim contact, alcohol, and the media. Those serving life sentences are not eligible. Police in Cameroon have begun arresting people who defy measures put in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus, which has so far infected 139 people and killed six in the Central African state. Police are sealing shops that exceed maximum numbers for customers, impounding vehicles that carry too many passengers, and this week arrested more than 50 prostitutes for sneaking into hotels used to isolate suspected cases. Vietnam's prime minister posted on the government's website he has ordered the suspension of public transportation in an effort to curb the spread of coronavirus. He also calls for a limit to the use of private vehicles and encourages state officials to work from home. Organizers of a multi-billion-dollar global trade fair that was supposed to launch in Dubai in October recommend postponing due to the coronavirus pandemic. Expo 2020's Dubai director said many countries have been significantly impacted and have expressed a need to postpone. From Washington, via remote,